The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back aboard our local hour here on a KSBT, KBFI, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. Again, you can listen to any of our fine programming at NorthIdahoRadio.com anywhere you are. So you might want to check that out. And if, heard a show or heard about it, one of our local talk shows from last week or last month, you can go to the archives and listen to it. So it's really come a long way. And speaking of listening, I just heard that ad just a minute ago for the Parker Subaru that the high school kids are selling tickets for. And it's really an unusual year. It's a great fundraiser. Jim Parker just donates out of the kindness of his heart this Subaru every year. Subaru station wagon. I've been driving it around just because we want to get it out in public that it's happening. And he doesn't even get the, doesn't ask for tax money or cost or anything. And here at Blue Sky Broadcasting, we donate the advertising for him, as you just heard. And all the money raised goes to Sandpoint High School, whatever activity the kids are in. So say you're in choir and you sell a $5 ticket, that $5 goes to choir. Or you're in volleyball or softball or whatever you're into. So it's really a great deal, but it's an unusual year because normally the kids have me drive the car out to, like, in front of Yokes or Super One or North 40 or something like that on Saturdays, and they sell tickets. But they're really not doing that so much this year because they don't want to be handling public's money and talking to so many people and stuff. So if you want a ticket, you can still, if you know any Sandpoint High School kids, you can just buy tickets from them. Or I've got them here at the station. So just get in touch with me. There's lots of ways to do that. And Bob Whitty at blueskybroadcasting.com. And I'd be happy to sell you a ticket because it is a great car. Of all the year, I think this is our fourth year of doing this. This is the best car that he's donated yet. So, and $60,000 that Sandpoint High School gets out of this program is tremendous. Anyway, it is Thursday, North Idaho Thursday. I want to thank Eric Plummer for joining us yesterday on Ricky's Top 10. He's always a great guest, and those two did a great job with their Top 10 feel-good movies. Really got me going. I went home and watched that straight one, the guy with the riding lawnmower, drove it across from state to state. I watched that last night. It was pretty good. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly visit with the Sandpoint Elks Club. Exalted ruler Linda Tatlock will be joining us to fill us in on the latest with their 100th anniversary celebration that has moved back, and find out what the latest plan is to actually pull that off one of these days or years, and to see what's coming up at the Elks Club in August. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back Darcy Smith with the Bonner County Fairgrounds. The Bonner County Fair is a go for next month. It's pretty exciting. We'll talk about all the special events coming up there. And in our final segment, we'll meet a couple of folks from the Festival of the Bards. It's a series of one-act plays. It's live on stage this Saturday at the Panada Theater. So look forward to that. What else is going on? Well, of course, the weather is going on. We're pushing triple digits again today. At one point yesterday, driving that Subaru I mentioned a few minutes ago, the temperature thing told me it was 103 degrees. Yahweh, that's what it said. About 10 minutes later, it said 100. And about 5 minutes after that, it said 97. I go, oh, I believe the 97. The 97 is probably correct. But anyway, that's what it said. What else is going on tonight? Let's see. Yeah, Thursday night, Beer Hall, live music at McDuff's Beer Hall, 3rd and Cedar in Sandpoint. Benny Baker, our good buddy, we'll be playing there from 6 to 8, and then Benny will be joined by his band, The Other White Meat, at the Beer Hall tomorrow evening from 6:30 to 9:30. So if you're so inclined to go out in public and stuff and have a few beers and listen to great music, it's happening at McDuff's Beer Hall. Schweitzer Mountain is open every day for their chairlift rides, and of course they've canceled Fall Fest, which is a real bummer. It's become an absolutely huge event, so unfortunately, that's not going to be happening this year, but they are open every day this summer. This weather is absolutely perfect for going up to Schweitzer. It's always about 10 degrees cooler than it is down here in the valley, and You know, so maybe bring a light sweatshirt and take the chairlift ride to the top. It's affordable and really fun if you've never done it. It's pretty, if you're afraid of heights, it's pretty gnarly coming down, but it's really fun. Just hang on. So that's happening at Schweitzer Mountain every day from 11 until 5. Also, the Shawnadese is going full bore out on Lake Pendere, so you can take a lake history cruise or the sunset cruises, what have you. Farmers Market is back downtown on Saturday. You want to check that out. And speaking of Saturday at the Beer Hall, there's more live music with Brian Jacobs and Chris Lynch together. So two-thirds of the Red Blend Band, Brian Jacobs and Chris Lynch. And that's 6:30 to 9:30 McDuff's Beer Hall. We're going to take our first break right now. When we come back, hopefully Linda Tetlock will be joining. Oh, she's with us? Great. From the Elks Club will be with us. Find out what's going on in the month of August with the Elks and more. So stick around.
For all who served and those who made sacrifices, we would like to say thank you. That is why for every P1FCU Veterans Debit MasterCard issued from now to Veterans Day, we will donate to the Wounded Warrior Project. Visit P1FCU.org to get your Veterans Card. To all those who keep us safe, we're proud to be your credit union. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938, insured by NCUA.
Enjoy amazing sunset views at Shoga Poke and Cocktail Bar at the south end of Sandpoint's Long Bridge. Shoga is now open for the season, offering a variety of fresh, unique poke bowls, as well as their delicious Asian fusion appetizers and entrees. Enjoy one of their tasty, handcrafted cocktails, along with a beautiful sunset view. Shoga is open Wednesday through Sunday for dinner service, either dine-in or takeout. That's Shoga Poke and Cocktail Bar, next to 41 South and the Lodge.
Mountain biking is one of the great summer activities in northern Idaho, and it's no secret that the Alpine Shop loves bikes. That's why the Alpine Shop at Schweitzer Mountain is excited to announce they are now offering specialized mountain bike rentals. The Alpine Shop in the village at Schweitzer is now open Thursday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a whole fleet of mountain bike rentals and apparel. So head on up to Schweitzer Mountain Resort this week and experience the excitement of the mountain on a bike from the Alpine Shop.
Are you a catheter user with a busy life? If your doctor has you using a catheter, don't let that slow you down. Not all catheters are the same. The best ones are pain-free, easy to use, and cause less infections. There's the new Ultra and Pocket catheters, made so you can use them anywhere. And with your Medicare insurance, we can ship your supplies discreetly to your home at little or no cost to you. Call today. It's a free call. Plus, with Medicare, you qualify for free shipping. Most of our catheters are tested every day by real users, and we guarantee your comfort. Don't let your catheter hold you back. Call now. With your Medicare card, learn about our free shipping program. Call MedInvios, your catheter company, right now. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. That's 800-296-1206.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about saving for retirement?
Yeah, but how do I start?
It's easy with Avo, a retirement coach. Let's learn the Avo bet. A is for taking action.
Not anxiety?
No, Kevin, you're gonna be fine.
You sick?
Barely. V is for variety.
Huh, change up my strategy. Okay.
O's for optimize your savings.
Let Avo lead the way.
Visit aceyourretirement.org today. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
And once again, if you're looking for a pain-free, easy-to-use pocket catheter, 800-296-1206. A pocket catheter, just a little teeny one? Is that 800-296-1206? I think our engineer only plays that ad during my show. I think I've never heard it any other time. Anyway, we are back North Idaho Thursday here on KSBT, KBFI. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we have on the line with us the exalted ruler with the Sandpoint Elks Club, Linda Tatlock. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. You know, this is your year as the exalted ruler this time around. Did you think 2020 was going to be this easy?
Well, if it's not a challenge, it's not worth doing, right?
Exactly. And it's been a challenge. And especially, you know, we've been doing this monthly segment with the Elks for over a year now in anticipation of the 100th anniversary, which is, you know, we talked about it all winter. We're getting ready for it. And now it's been pushed back. What is the latest with the celebration itself?
Well, the August 8th date has been canceled, mm-hmm. but we are looking to select a date after Labor Day.
Oh, that's great.
So we are not going to let it go by.
Okay. And maybe in the worst case of having it next spring or something like that, but just, you know, we have no control over what's happening in the world. But that's good news. I had not heard that. Still trying to do it this season. So
yes.
Good stuff. What would happen at the 100th anniversary? What's the plan?
Well, this is a champagne reception. And we'd like people to come into the lodge, those who are not familiar with the lodge surroundings, see what we do, take a look at some of our historical pictures up on the wall,
mm-hmm.
and get to know us a little bit better. And we also will have some Grand Lodge dignitaries in attendance to present us with our 100th anniversary plaque, which is a milestone in any organization anymore.
Oh, absolutely. And boy, I just remember the old days in the old lodge where Jalapenos is now, and those were some of my funnest times ever, was going there. It was like going to an Old West saloon, you know.
Yeah.
It was such a neat old building, and obvious reasons moving out to the golf course. And, you know, it's open to the public, and the 100th anniversary will be open to the public. So you can come out and meet people like Linda and Dwight Scheffler and Russ and Sonia and everybody who helps put this organization together. And see what it's all about. You're not going to be forced to become a member or anything like that. But Linda, I did want to tell you today that, I don't know if you know this, but I'm chairman of the board for the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And I'd like to inform you that the Sandpoint Elks Club Lodge 1376 has been selected as a group as our August Volunteer of the Month.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, we try to have that every month, but we haven't had a general membership luncheon in 6 months. So we are resuming our general membership luncheons on August the 13th. It's a Thursday. We're going to be doing it via Zoom. So this is a real challenge for us older people, but we're figuring it out. Bring your own lunch and from your office or our home, and I'll be presenting you with the Volunteer of the Month. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
And, I look back through our history that the Elks Club has never been our Volunteer of the Month. It's normally a person or a couple, but we thought you guys have had a tough year with wanting to have the celebration and not being able to and stuff like that. So, and you do so many great things for the community, for seniors, for kids. And if you have another minute, maybe I could touch on a few of those things that you guys actually do for the Sandpoint area.
I would love to. Where would you like to start?
Well, I know, how about the Thanksgiving dinner thing?
The Senior Veterans Thanksgiving Dinner will take place, God willing, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Great.
We generally open our doors about 3:30 because we have a lot of people who like to arrive early. And we don't close the doors until everybody's fed.
That's great.
We don't ask for ID. If you come in and say you're a veteran, come in and have a meal.
Wow.
Yes.
That is tremendous. And, even, you know, Dwight Scheffler was on the show around Thanksgiving last year and said, hey, if you can't leave your home, let me know. I'll bring you dinner. And
we do have that option.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Of course, you do the hoop shoot every year for area kids. You have your scholarship programs. I know that my oldest daughter was one of those scholarship recipients 20-something years ago, and she still talks about it. I mean, that's how much it means to kids, the great things that the Elks do. And Linda, what do you guys have coming up in August? I know you had some tournaments planned. Are you still carrying on with the nonprofit tournaments?
We are going to carry on with whatever we can possibly carry on with. The first thing I'd like your audience to know, unfortunately, junior golf has to be canceled this year. All the kids that signed up this year will be top of the list next year. We don't want them to miss out on the opportunity. And it just breaks our heart to have to make this call, but this is what we have to do.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And you really do have to have to do that. So are you? I know you were doing your Friday fish fry. Someone asked me this morning about a wine tasting coming up. Are you still doing that?
We are doing wine tastings, and actually there is one tomorrow evening. And we are keeping it smaller than normal, and we are social distancing the table and taking all the precautions. But yes, we're continuing to do that because that is a major fundraiser for the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
We will the first Friday fish fry will resume. I'm looking at my notes real quick. I lost it. Oh, here we go. September 4th.
Very good.
We will start that back up. The month of August, we have the 4-H book judging at the fairgrounds from the 19th through the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to continue to do that. We do have our annual pig out, which is the Elks end-of-year picnic, if you will, mm-hmm. on the 13th of September. And on the 20th of September, this will be our 13th annual Patriotic Golf Scramble.
Mm-hmm. Always, that always sells out.
That, you know, and I really hate to be tough this year, but I have to limit it to 72. Otherwise, we're there all day and into the evening.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, I hated to turn anybody away.
Absolutely.
And it's for such a great cause. And this year, with every business in town being hit so hard, we're not encouraging as much donation-wise.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is we're kind of changing the theme to be, let's just support and honor our veterans while playing this tournament. And, of course, there's dinner afterwards.
Yeah, of course. And, that always sells out, and at 72 it will. But, yeah, you got to keep it moving. You don't want to be out there for 6 or 7 hours, especially if the weather's like this. So lots of great things going on at the Elks. Of course, the golf course is open. I love the fact that you made it mandatory to have a tee time. It makes it everything just move. Groups aren't bunching up on the tees like they have historically when people used to just walk on all the time. So that's worked out well. And I just want to encourage folks to show some respect for the employees in the pro shop. And if you're a group of 4 or 5 golfers, don't all go into the pro shop at one time. They're really asking for one at a time and keeping everybody safe. Linda, is there anything else, or do we think we got it covered?
I think we do have it covered, Bob.
All right. Well, Linda Tatlock, the Exalted Ruler with the Sandpoint Elks, again, congratulations on the 100th anniversary, and we look forward to hearing the news of when you come up with the date for that celebration.
And we'll keep you in the loop.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
We are going to take our second break. She mentioned the Bonner County Fair, and Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fair will join us here in just a moment and to talk about all the great events coming up in just a few weeks. So stick around.
Planning to ride waves behind your boat this summer? Remember to respect shoreline homeowners and other boaters and mind your wake. Stay at least 200 feet away from the shoreline and docks. Keep tunes at a reasonable level. Homeowners can hear loud and clear just 80 feet away. Limit repetitive passes. Run the same line for a while, then move to a new part of the shoreline. Remember, mind your wake and have a great summer. A message from the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation.
Now is the time to gear up and get those summer projects taken care of. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, stop by the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
When it's 3 p.m., Jess and Renee both want an afternoon treat. So they go to McDonald's for icy cool frozen drinks and Minute Maid slushies. Only Jess's favorite is frozen Coke, while Renee's is pink lemonade slushy. But it's cool. They respect each other's choice. It's not just a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Make your summer pop with a Minute Maid slushie, frozen Coke, or frozen Fanta, like wild cherry and blue raspberry. Starting at $1.59. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Hey, Sarah, want to join me for a walk?
Sure. How far are you going?
Oh, just down the street, up the hill, then around the bend, over to the next city, and all the way back. Ready?
Looking for something you actually want? Now when you buy a sausage burrito, a sausage McMuffin, chicken McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or hash browns, you get one more for a buck. Mix and match them for maximum everyday value. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Idaho adventure beckons this mountain man. What'll it be today? A fresh hike at Castle Rocks? Leaping from the docks of Lake Cascade? A sprightly trek of Bruno Dunes?
He's excited about this new Idaho Park scratch game from the Idaho Lottery.
So many adventures to be had.
You can collect 11 stunning game designs.
Ah, the richness of the outdoors.
And he is talking about cold hard cash. You can win up to 50 grand.
The majesty of the gem state never ends.
Nope. There's a second chance interactive mobile app to play, navigate speed obstacles, and enter non-winning tickets for more prizes.
Okay, got my provisions. Fish are calling.
Okay, he literally just grabbed a bag of cheese doodles and gummy fish.
Look, a grizzly.
That's a furry coat. Sorry, ma'am.
A wealth of adventure awaits you with Idaho Parks The Scratch Game, new from the Idaho Lottery. 11 stunning state park designs with prizes up to 50 grand and a cool new second chance drawing mobile app. Woo! Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings, please play and recreate responsibly, Idaho.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, here on the aforementioned stations, as well as at NorthIdahoRadio.com. I am your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined on the phone with from the Bonner County Fairgrounds, from the Bonner County Fairground office, live and direct, with none other than our good friend, Darcy Smith. Darcy, how are you?
I'm doing well. What an introduction. Thank you.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it. It's been an interesting ride for you. When you and Shelley, you know, came in and joined Bob there, and you know, had to throw together your first fair in a matter of months, and you guys pulled it off, did great. Now you're seasoned vets, and it's been a tough year for everybody in the country, in the world, and a lot of things, most things, you know, postponed or canceled. The fair is going on. I think people are chomping at the bit, so to speak, to get outside and do stuff. So congratulations on having the fair this year. And I think, just in my personal opinion, the fair itself is pretty easy to safe distance and just enjoy the livestock and the different events, don't you think?
Yes, it is. We're so very blessed to be able to still have our fair. Mm-hmm. Our community has not been affected anywhere near as other large mm-hmm. communities have, and so for that I'm very thankful. And we're taking every precaution we can. We are going to encourage everyone to social distance. Mm-hmm. Of course, the majority of our stuff is outside or in large
sure.
barns that we can easily control the flow of traffic. So for that, and our evening events are even outside. So
yeah,
we're very hopeful that we'll have a good turnout. We have quite a few members of the public that have reached out to us that are just ecstatic that we're still having the fair and that they'll be able to do something
mm-hmm.
this summer.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at, is that people are looking for, you know, things to do, and there's only so many things you can do. I mean, you can go hiking, you can go boating, you can play golf, but the fair all being outside, it just seems pretty doggone safe to me. How has the response been from the usual vendors and people who rent booths and things like that?
It's kind of a little bit of both ways. As far as food vendors, we are bursting at the seams.
Good.
We
That's
will
one of the
have
highlights.
Some
of
wonderful
the fair.
Food options. Come down for lunch every day
mm-hmm.
And even have dinners. I mean, it's fantastic. We just put on our social media page through Facebook and through Twitter that the list of the food vendors that we have lined up. So we're excited about that. As far as our entertainment, all of that is still scheduled and good to go. But as far as some of our vendors or booths that we rent to community organizations or local groups, that's kind of been hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
So what we will do is kind of social distance those, so they'll be a little spread out, but we will still be pretty darn packed.
That's good. It's good to hear, and great news about the food, because that's certainly a highlight
mm-hmm.
for me. Talk about the evening highlights. You kick it off Monday of Fair Week, August the 17th, with a barrel racing competition, and this is a qualifier for the Challenge of Champions, and it's free. Free, fun family event to come out and watch these ladies go at it. And where do those riders come from? Are they from all local, or are they from
Most
all around?
Most of them are local, yes. A majority of them are from right here in Bonner County. Some of them come from neighboring counties. But these girls kick butt, man. They,
mm-hmm.
The way that they can work those horses and just how fast they go, it's really neat to see. That's a totally free event. You can come park out at anywhere you can. just walk right into the stands and be able to sit down and watch a really good show, because that's our qualifying event. So you're going to see these girls trying their absolute hardest. And then on Friday night, when we have our Challenge of Champions event, you'll be able to see them do their final race there for the buckle, which is also pretty darn cool, too.
Yeah, we look forward to that. And, of course, the Challenge of Champions, they usually come in the spring, or is it May, maybe?
It's in June. Typically. This year, we did actually cancel prior to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, we did, because that was a tough time for not only our county, but quite a few people around the just the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been tough to get them out here and to be able to have a successful show. So I've been in contact with that outfit, Challenge Champions, and they're pretty excited to come out here and put on a good show for us.
Yeah, I look forward to that. And tickets are on sale already for all of the paid-for events. But you mentioned the barrel racing on Monday being free. Also, Wednesday's event, the ranch sorting, is also a free event.
Correct. Ranch sorting, or team penning, like some people like to call it. That's going to be in the outdoor arena as well. That is open to the public. Everyone can come out and see these cowboys and cowgirls sort cattle. And it's announced. It's under the lights, and it's great fun just to go sit and watch. We'll have food vendors in the evening, so you can come out, get some dinner, and then head over to the grandstands and sit down and have dinner and a show, pretty much.
Is there beer?
There won't be at that event.
Oh, darn.
Unfortunately not. But you can bring your own.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Speaking of beer, a couple of guys who have been known to tip back a few, Maya Cohall and Devin Wade, are playing in your Summer Nights concert. And I have to say, I don't think you could have made a better choice than to have two of the most popular local bands of all time, both of them playing together on Thursday, August the 20th in the Outdoor Arena, 7:30. And how is this going to work? Is Maya going to open for Devin? Are they playing together, or what's the plan?
Well, I must have to agree with you. It's pretty rad that we were able to get both of these guys. We couldn't decide which route we wanted to go, and like, let's just do both of these guys. So it's not so much one's opening for the other, but we are going to have Maya Cohall band on the docket first.
Mm-hmm.
And then following Maya, we're going to have the Devin Wade band following. Again, outdoor arena. This time it's going to be a little different than some of the smaller concerts we've had in the past couple of years. We're actually going to have seating in the grandstands, but you can actually also go into the outdoor arena in the dirt and kick up your boots and have some fun.
Oh, that'll be great. Because
there will be beer at that one.
Oh, well, there would have to be, or Maya wouldn't show up. he drinks Coors Light, by the way.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I'm just throwing that out there. Yeah, that'll be great, because they're both very danceable, and that'll just be a huge party. I remember when Maya Cohall Band opened for Huey Lewis at the festivals a few years ago, and they were just so ecstatic to have not only opened for them, but to be in front of all those people, all their, the local people, and that's what it'll be here at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. And of course, Devin Wade's played around here for years and years, and we're so lucky that Devin chooses to live here, because he is Nashville caliber country rock music. So
yeah,
we're really fortunate to have both of those bands. So really looking forward to that Summer Nights concert. And tell you what, concerts aren't happening anywhere in the United States right now, so at least we have one coming to the Bonner County Fairgrounds. So looking forward to that Thursday, August the 20th. And we already mentioned that the bull riding, you also bringing back my good buddy Wade Brown and his Demolition Derby.
Oh, everyone's favorite, as they also call it, the Sandpoint Smash. It's just, this brings out everyone. We are capping the tickets this year, so we're not going to be, pushing the fences with tons of people. So make sure you either get your tickets pre-sale at our pre-sale locations around town. You can go online at bonnercountyfair.com and buy your tickets, because you can buy them at the gate. I just don't know how many we'll have left.
Yeah, I don't think you can count on buying them at the gate.
I'm leaning that way this year.
Yeah, and trying to remember some of the, of course, the easiest thing to do is just go online to bonnercountyfair.com and purchase the tickets right there. Or you can go out to the fairgrounds and buy your ticket at your office.
Yeah.
I know that you can buy them at Sandpoint Superdrug, Les Schwab, Carter Country, every Columbia Bank location. Is it North 40?
Yes, sir.
And is there, am I forgetting anybody? I don't have this in front of me.
No, I think you got them all. And you got Superdrug as well.
Yeah, so, but that was, yeah, that was the first one I mentioned. Yeah, and if you haven't been to Sandpoint Superdrug, that seems to be getting bigger every day. They got more and more stuff. It's,
yes.
It's really pretty neat. You don't have to drive very far if you live in town. It's just everything right there. So, Darcy, I know you are got to be really excited, and it's only a few weeks away, believe it or not, the Bonner County Fair. Of course, at the fairgrounds and the special events starting Monday the 17th with the barrel racing, the qualifier for the Challenge of Champions, ranch sorting, a free event on Wednesday the 19th. Of course, we aforementioned Summer Nights concert with Maya Kohal and Devin Wade bands, 7:30 on a Thursday the 20th. Challenge of Champions on Friday, August 21st, 7:30 in the outdoor arena. And, of course, the demo derby to wrap it all up on Saturday evening, as it always does. Tickets are available now at all the places I just mentioned. And I highly suggest that you get out and purchase your tickets right away, because I have a feeling you're going to have a big, big year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We're excited. Again, if anyone has any questions on any of the events, they can feel free to give us a call at the office or stop by. We can be reached at 208-263-8414. If you don't find us in the office, look in the big building. We're decorating. We're getting ready for fair. We're excited.
Darcy, real quick, last time I had on your show, you had your Girl Scout cap on, Girl Scout leader cap, and you were selling Girl Scout cookies. How did that go, by the way?
So that particular event was fantastic for us. It was a difficult challenge for our Girl Scouts in our entire unit, but our council, which goes from like Spokane north and a little bit west as well, some councils, because of COVID, didn't even get a chance to sell cookies, so we were very blessed to do that. It was kind of a one-time shot for us to do a big event, and it was probably the most successful we've ever had. So thank you to the community for stepping up and helping these girls. The money goes back to our service unit, stays local, and a lot of these older girls are saving for college scholarships.
Boy, that's so great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The support we have in our community is wonderful. So it went pretty darn good.
Well, good. We like to think it's because you were on the radio.
I think so, too. We had a few fans that stopped by, and they said that. We're like, we heard you on the radio. And I was like, well, thank you for listening.
That's awesome. Once again, the 94th annual Bonner County Fair coming up. Have you talked about the 100th yet? I mean,
kind of have. It's a little far in the distance. But, yeah, we're trying to plan something pretty awesome.
Oh, that'll be great. Really looking forward to it, and looking forward to having you around all these years to continue to do such a great job with the fair. Once again, it is coming up August 19th through the 22nd. Actually kicks off the evening of the 17th, Monday the 17th. So everybody's looking forward to the Bonner County Fair this year. Darcy Smith, thanks for all you do for everybody in the county and in this area. And keep up the good work and have a great fair.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for having me on the show and all your support for us. And we hope to see you guys at fair.
We'll be there. We'll also take our final break right now. When we come back, we have a couple of folks from the Festival of the Bards. It's a series of one-act plays, which is kind of a newish thing. That, you know, you've been to film festivals for years and years, or this is now like a little play festival. So we'll find out what's happening with that. It is coming up at the Panada Theater this Saturday, and we'll find out all about it right after this.
Sometimes a short playcation is just what the doctor ordered. The Kootenai Casino in beautiful Bonner's Ferry is offering a playcation with more than just gaming and winning. We're located in the middle of North Idaho's most beautiful setting, offering golf, fishing, hiking, sightseeing, and so much more. We've always offered a casino full of great gaming machines, amazing spa and daily specials, but now we're also offering July midweek room rates starting at just $79 a night, and weekend rooms starting at just $99 a night. And this month only, we'll also give you two coupons good for breakfast in our Springs restaurant. Need to get away? A July playcation to the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry isn't just about winning. It's about so much more. To book your July stay, call 888-UR-LUCKY.
Are you ready to get out and play? Then hightail it to your nearest Idaho Lottery retailer to play Idaho Parks The Scratch Game. You could win up to 50 grand, 11 amazing game designs to collect from your favorite parks across the state, Lake Cascade, Ponderosa, Harriman, Farragut State Park, and more. Plus, an amazing interactive Second Chance mobile app to take your play to a whole new level. Idaho Parks The Scratch Game. Bring home the richness of the outdoors. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Please play and recreate responsibly, Idaho.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. Taylor & Sons wants to make it clear to our customers that it's not just business as usual at Taylor & Sons. The way we sell and fix cars and trucks at Taylor & Sons has changed. I want to take the time to highlight some of the things that you can expect when doing business with Taylor & Sons during our new normal. When considering purchasing a vehicle with Taylor & Sons, expect our best price right up front with no need for lengthy negotiation. With an accurate digital description of your current vehicle, expect an estimated trade-in value without having to visit the dealership. Expect expediency when providing dealer services such as finance approval and completion of state and federal documents. Expect the ability to demonstrate our vehicles without being accompanied by a Taylor & Sons employee, full coverage insurance, and valid driver's license required. Expect that any vehicle you are considering will have been thoroughly cleaned prior to your demonstration. Expect a limited time commitment in the dealership when completing your purchase. Taylor & Sons is encouraging our customers to call, text, or email ahead for fastest service and to allow us to prepare for your arrival. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Yes, and we are back. Our final segment for this Thursday, for this week here on NorthIdahoRadio.com, at least for me. I believe Bill Litzinger will be in here tomorrow. Yeah, very interesting program Tom Albertson and a few others from the Bonner County or Lake Ponderay School District. So look forward to that tomorrow from 12:10 until 1 o'clock. This is North Idaho Thursday here right now. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by folks from the Panada, which is normally Becky and Patricia. They come in and join us. But neither one are here today. We have Zan with us here, and John Mayo is with us. We're talking about Festival of the Bards. Of course, Becky was on the show a few weeks ago, was telling us a little bit about that. And John, I know you helped co-produce this. Tell folks, what is the Festival of the Bards?
Well, the concept of the festival came up because actually all over the country in the last few years, a series of little festivals of one-act plays have become very popular. And it really encourages the new writers. It helps get new writing out. And so not only the established writers, but the newer writers. So this is the Panada's effort to put forth a chance to promote these writers, these original pieces that most people wouldn't normally see. And mm-hmm. they get to see a wide variety of them.
So it's along the format of a film festival, but it's a play festival.
Correct.
And I was just telling Becky that I feel like, you know, if I go to some film festivals, and sometimes you just don't want that short film to end. You know, do you get that kind of feeling from this type of a festival?
Oh yeah, and it's great because you get to experience a lot of different things at one show, and hopefully next year it's going to be a lot bigger and we'll have even more. So this is our initial coming out festival mm-hmm. here. To get things going.
And Zan, you have written one of the three short plays?
I have, yeah.
And is that something that you do or have always done?
It is. I majored in theater and film and have a background in screenwriting and playwriting. And so I haven't done it for years, though. And Becky approached me last summer, and I thought I would go for it again. So, yeah, it's been good.
So since last summer, was this just a brand new idea or something that you had kicked around in the back of
your
mind? Or
I did say no for a few months to Becky because I just know my life's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But then I flew down to visit a friend in New Zealand, and this idea hit me while I was just hiking and doing different things. And in fact, Becky said, just think about it. So I thought about it, and I just came up with an idea that I thought would work.
Well, it says here in the program about your one-act play, two strangers meet on a plane, a conversation begins what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
What yes. happens? Is a plane crash or something?
No, the whole thing is contained on the plane, but they're just polar opposites, these two. And as the, you can see the irritation on the part of the male character. But as the play goes on, you realize that they both have the same objective and that at some point a decision is going to need to be made. And so it starts out very lots of slapstick kind of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And then you really settle into a story where you realize these characters really come to life and you engage with them.
So there's going to be three plays in this. How long are they?
Mine's running about 18 minutes. I'm not sure the length of the other two.
I believe Alexi's is about the same 18, and I believe Becky's is around 10.
Gotcha. So how many actors are in yours?
I have three actors. The amazingly talented Jeannie Lyon. She's been acting around here since, gosh, she was young. And I have Seth Richards. He's new to the stage, but very naturally talented. And Mary Marks is joining our cast as well. A late join, but she's very, again, very naturally talented. And so
where do these actors come from? Did you advertise for tryouts? Or?
Well, when I wrote it, I did have Jeannie in mind. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to her and asked her if she would play the character. And she said yes. So I was super grateful for that. And that was the starting point. And I had another actor ready to play the male character, but he moved. And so I just had a name pop in my head one day and it was the right name and moved on with that. And I'm just so glad because he's perfect for this character.
That's great. Really looking forward to this.
Thanks.
And who wants to talk about Alexi was supposed to be with us today.
Well, Alexi's play is actually the finale of her week of working with children's theater. So this will be a play by, there's the cast in it is all young teenagers and young elementary school kids. And so they had a week of
theater,
and this is
workshop.
The cumulative they get to now, yeah, the workshop, and now they get to perform on stage.
And it's called The Pirates of Lake Ponderay. You obviously know the story. Tell us what it's about.
Well, basically, one of the notorious so-called Pirates of Lake Ponderay has all his characters on the ship, walk the plank, and they're all gone, and he's casting for a new crew.
After he made him walk
yes.
the plank?
After he got rid of the old crew.
And this is Captain Danger?
Yes.
So how many kids are involved with this?
I believe there's five. Do you have five? I believe there's five total.
Oh, yeah. Captain Danger, Cammie Van Osdall. Piper Thompson plays Stinky. Squid Lips is played by... it's J-A-I. Is that? We'll go with that. Longenecker. And Fish Guts is Bella Smith. So look forward to that. The cast and crew of Pirates of Lake Ponderay. And Becky's play, written and directed by Becky, is called Bloomin' Clue. A nervy sister freshly out of jail disrupts her straight and narrow sibling's fresh-cut flower shop world. To
sure
quote the first one, what could go wrong? So what's this one about? Either one of you.
Well, I'm. You can recognize some of the characters in there that Becky's worked with that are from Sandpoint.
Oh, you mean like Kate McAllister?
Yeah. So it's basically, that's it in a nutshell. Becky likes to keep her plots close to her, not talk too much about them.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's it. It's a conflict between the two sisters in the flower shop and what ensues afterwards.
Yeah, so again, a nervy sister fresh out of jail and a straight and narrow sibling's fresh-cut flower shop world. That sounds pretty interesting. It'll be starring Amy Sherman and Elizabeth Iha, Kate McAllister, no stranger to the Panada stage, of course, as well as Corey Repass. So looking forward to all of this. Again, it is Saturday evening.
And
the matinee at 2:30. Thank you for reminding me of that. And the evening show at 7:30. Tickets are available now at Eve's Leaves and Evans Brothers Coffee. And it's the Festival of the Bards at the Panada Theater. Have either one of you been to anything at the Panada since it's reopened and they have their kind of safe distancing measures put in and how that's been working out?
I haven't attended anything, but I've been rehearsing in there this week and I think it looks safe to me. They've got every other row marked off, and I think it's going to be a good experience.
Yeah, and I've been in there, and as you know, the Panada holds 500 people, so
564.
100 to 120 is pretty easy.
Yeah. And I guess what they do is if they do have overflow, they don't fill in the aisles that are closed off. They put them upstairs in the balcony. So, and again, Becky was explaining a few weeks ago that you come in on the left side. You know, you go by, you want to buy popcorn and water, whatever, and enter on the left side. And then if you need to go back outside to get more concessions or use the facilities, you have to go in front of the stage and up the other way. So it's just like so many businesses are right now, just one way in and out of the Panada.
They've also set up three separate dressing rooms
for
the actors, so they don't have to come in contact with each other.
And how's that been going in rehearsal? I mean, isn't it difficult to rehearse a play and be safe distance?
Well, we seem to be pulling it off pretty good.
Yeah.
They're not large casts, yes.
So originally this was going to be more than three? Mm-hmm. And what happened to that plan?
We had, as time went by, because of complications, obviously, we had probably about four or five cancel.
Gotcha.
Just life in the
yeah.
In this century.
In these uncertain times, as every radio ad said there for about 4 or 5 months. And it's brought to you by Neiman's Floral Market. I want to special thank them. And, of course, all the playwrights. And, Zan, what do you expect to see in the future? Is this something that you might come back once a year? Is it this type of thing? Or just see how this one goes? And
yeah, I'm interested in getting back to theater. I switched kind of to writing books the last few years and selling those through Amazon. And so,
well, good for you.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to, you know, branch out and see how far I can go with my love for writing. And so, yeah, it was fun to do a play again and actually direct again.
Well, we have a minute or two. What are your books about? I'm a huge fan of reading.
I need to get them locally in the bookstores locally. I have 3 books in the Rome London series. It's about a woman who has a gift for speaking with ghosts, and she's a travel writer, and so she travels the world, and so she always ends up in these little mysteries where she's got to solve these problems as she runs into these ghosts in different areas. So that's kind of fun, and the 3 books are connected, so the story continues through the 3. And then my latest one was from a screenplay I wrote years ago that I thought would make an interesting book called Will of the Wisp Point, and it's a drama. And someday I'd love to make it into a film.
Well, that's great. It's a great aspiration to have, and boy, all it takes is that one film. And so you can get your books on Amazon. I'm gonna look that up right after this and purchase that first one.
Oh, well, thank you. Just Zan Smith, and I pop up there as the author. So
okay, I will do that this afternoon. And yeah, you ought to get them in the local bookstore in at Vanderforts.
It's a goal I have for the fall.
Okay, that sounds good. And John, what's upcoming for you after producing this?
Well, I'm basically retired. I'm still writing. I still write plays and working on a couple of musicals. And since I retired, that's what I've been doing. So. Mm-hmm.
So you were explaining to me before we came on that you were in the film industry?
I worked for, probably 25 years, did a lot of documentaries and educational docudramas for Discovery, and am taking it easy now.
Yeah, well, good for you. This is
a writer producer. Yeah,
this is a great place to take it easy here, and it's. I would imagine you feel very fortunate to be able to not only live in the Sandpoint area, but to have something like the Panada and people like Patricia and Becky to work with.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic, and I just encourage people to do whatever you can to support the Panada, and help them just continue to prosper.
Yeah. We cannot let the Panada slip by. I mean, it has to be around, and I know they're having tough times right now, so anything you can do to donate or to, you know, come to great shows like this and anything that they have coming on. I know they've been getting asked, you know, how come you're not having more movies? There's really no money in movies once you've paid for the rights and all of that. So it's really the local events like this that help it survive. And again, it is this Saturday evening at 7:30 in the evening, at 2:30 in the afternoon. You want to bring your little ones out. They will really enjoy this, especially the Pirates of Lake Pondere. I would imagine every kid would love to see that. Tickets are available online at panada.org, and at Eve's Leaves and Evans Brothers. And again, that's this Saturday, 2 shows at the Panada Theater. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck with the play and have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
All right. That's going to be it for me for this Thursday. I'll be back in here. Let's see. Ricky is here with Chamber Chatter on Monday, and then Ricky and I on Wednesday, and I'll be back in here next Thursday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.